Greetings, Beats Clubber, and thanks very much for downloading this one-off, very special Bristol Beats Club podcast, a best-kept secret 2015 review. Before we get stuck in, though, it's worth one or two explanatory notes.
You see, the Bristol Beats Club are unlike most other music journalists. In fact, we visited the best-kept secret press area just once in our entire time at the festival. And, whilst all the other journalists were busy typing away on their MacBook Pros, desperately attempting to be the first of the pack to reveal the latest Circle Wave set list, we were merely looking to get a couple of pints in without queuing at the bar.
Yep, it's true. And what we present to you in this podcast is not necessarily another unopinionated and impartial account of what happened at Best Kept Secret 2015. Instead, it's an honest account of what you, a standard member of the intoxicated, music and fun-loving general public, can really expect from Best Kept Secret. Most importantly, it's a reveal whether it is a ticket that's worth the £125 asking price.
As always, the Bristol Beats Club aims neither to offend nor entertain anyone, and as Dane very cleverly mentioned back on the first ever Bristol Beats Club podcast...
We're not in the business of factual representations of things.
So enjoy the podcast, and if you like it, subscribe to the show on iTunes. And on that note...
Somebody challenges you to drink your whole beer, and you have to do it. If I was to challenge you to drink a whole beer right now...
It would have been a valid request... In 2004.
When Dame neglected to take his tent with him to 2000 Trees Festival last year, he described it as...
The worst possible start to a festival I've ever experienced.
But clearly, he'd never been on the pilgrimage to Best Kept Secret.
You see, as you likely already know, Best Kept Secret takes place just outside Tilburg in the Netherlands. What you're much less likely to know is that the Bristol Beats Club are based over in Bristol, in the southwest of England.
And that meant that, when we received our press accreditation just 5 days before the festival began, we had a burning desire to attend, shoestring funds, and some 400 miles to cover before soaking in the likes of Alt-J, the Libertines, and the enthusiastic attitude of laid-back and liberal Dutch partygoers.
Last-minute flights were deemed too pricey. Swimming seemed too dangerous. Amazingly, a ferry crossing was not even considered, because there was a fourth, rather intriguing offering.
You see, the clever people at Best Kept Secret clearly know their audience. And they also know that some poor souls from the UK need some convenient way of getting over to an unknown location in the Netherlands with absolute minimum outlay.
So they've teamed up with Planet Festival to arrange a door-to-door-ish coach journey. From either London, Bristol or Manchester, all the way to the festival. Return for the bargain price of 99 squidaroons.
And perceiving this fourth potential method of transportation as a very clear party bus, that was exactly what the Bristol Beats Club opted for. Needless to say though, the decision proved costly.
We left Bristol at 10 p.m. on Thursday. But then one coach trip became two coach trips, two coach trips became two coach trips and a ferry. Two coach trips and a ferry became three coach trips and a ferry. And then three coach trips and a ferry became three coach trips, a ferry, a short walk, and some serious sleep deprivation. And eventually, at 3 p.m. on the Friday, 17 hours after our pilgrimage had begun, we arrived at the festival gates, feeling as if we'd already put our bodies through 3 days of carnage before our festival had even begun.
So it's now 3 o'clock on the Friday.
Full 12 hours after we left.
Could you just sum up the scenario in one word?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
But nonetheless, we'd arrived and it didn't take us long to forget about our travel woes as the prospect of seeing Circle Waves was looming large on the horizon. And what one item could improve an experience like seeing Circle Waves?
That's right, a cold beer. So it was time to take our bank cards and top up our wristbands. That's right, all your money is stored on a chip on your wristband at Best Kept Secret Festival. And savour the most beautiful taste in the world. That first festival beer.
Sorry, we don't accept visas.
Would be an example of the last thing on earth you'd want a person who is your one remaining barrier to a post-17-hour bus journey beer, to say to you as you hand them your visa.
Predictably, though, this was the scenario we faced, along with two equally distraught Scottish gentlemen. And after we'd all attempted a desperate gallop across a field to catch a shuttle bus that was our only hope of reaching a cash point before the next morning, we conceded defeat. So we were left with the harrowing prospect of the rest of the day with nothing entering our bellies besides a soft drink bottle filled to the brim with straight rum.
But we do have breakfast biscuits and wasabi peanuts.
This is eking out an existence, isn't it?
But on the plus side, circa waves in half an hour.
17 minutes.
Woohey!
This potentially concerning outcome was shared by Mark.
And how are you?
And Gary, our new Scottish counterparts.
And as luck would have it, we also shared a keen interest in Circa Waves and the Libertines, the Friday's standout artists.
Needless to say, by the time the Libertines' characteristically chaotic set got underway, we had completely forgotten that the only solids to have passed our lips in 24 hours were a mountain of cereal bars.
And by the time the euphoria of being one of the few present at Best Kept Secret to hear the brand new Libertine song Gunga Jin had set in, I couldn't care less about the straight rum tumbling around my empty belly that was inevitably going to lead to a serious hangover in just a few short hours.
The fact that we failed to wake until midday the next day, at a happening music festival, while sheltered solely by sweltering canvas houses, was testament to four things.
The first, that thanks to a 17-hour bus journey 2 days ago, we completely missed an entire night's sleep.
The second, that we'd eaten nothing but peanuts for a good 30 hours and our bodies had probably slipped into a mild form of coma.
The third, that we were actually at a much more chilled out festival than the kind you typically find in the UK.
And the fourth, that we'd stayed up late last night, looking deep into each other's eyes while singing Eric Clapton at the top of our lungs.
Late in the evening, wondering what clothes to wear.
She puts on her makeup
and brushes her long blonde hair.
And then she asks me,
do I look all right? And I say,
yes,
you look wonderful tonight.
Neither of our two tents was trampled, vandalised or urinated on at any point during that first evening. In fact, they remained in tip-top condition and entirely theft-free for the whole weekend. So we rose from our tents and took stock of the situation.
We were hungry, and that much was clear. And we needed a shower.
Yep, the Bristol Beats Club shower at festivals, and you should try it sometimes. It does wonders for hangovers.
And on listening back to this recording from the evening before,
Istne! Morgen früh! Aufwachen! 7 Uhr! Wo ist mein scheiß Geldbeutel?
We probably needed to apologise for something, but which was the priority?
Well, despite being pretty sure an apology was necessary,
there's a prosecution on the horizon.
We had no idea who we had to apologise to. So that, shamefully, was pushed to the bottom of the to-do list. Food was of course truly important, but it was so much more difficult to get to than a shower, which meant the matter was settled and we were off to the showers.
UK festival goers might find this surprising, but the showers at Best Kept Secret were truly sensational. It seems the organisers, instead of booking a field on a farm in the middle of nowhere, have set their campers up in an actual fit-for-purpose campsite. And that meant showers that were better,
and in some instances even cleaner,
than our showers at home.
And that, to be fair, meant that I lingered a little bit, which gave Dame some time for self-reflection.
Chez has gone into the shower, drinking alone in a field in the Netherlands, nursing the hangover from the Libertines. Life will not get any better.
And as for the toilets?
Plumbed in. Plumbed in friggin' toilets. No scrambling around to find a port-a-loo that isn't simply overflowing with human droppings. No running from smelly waste disposal trucks. Such things are the staple of UK festivals. Just a standard, normal toileting experience, both inside and outside the festival arena. Despite the events of the evening before, Once we were showered and dressed, things were looking up. And then they weren't.
Indeed, because, and somewhat oxymoronically, we actually needed some cash for this so-say cashless festival. And believe me when I say, the ATM was a long way away. Best Kept Secret, who, as we know by now, have thought of everything, actually put on a free, luxurious, air-conditioned Mercedes shuttle bus to the cash hole. The Bristol Beats Club, who often think of very little, decided to walk it.
A 45-minute walk? That's from the campsite or from the festival arena, which are incidentally about 30 minutes away from each other. Nonetheless, 45 minutes and a short shuttle bus return later, we were back at the festival, munching down on some delicious Mexican food and watching Fickle Friends play a blinder of a set to a decent-sized audience in what was a festival highlight for at least one of the two of us.
And in fact, the music was simply superb for the majority of that Saturday. Because again, the festival organisers have thought of everything, and I don't just mean the bands they've booked.
You see, one of the cool things about Best Kept Secret is the fact that on all but one of the five stages, the sound techs always have at least an hour in between bands to make sure things are just right. The result is a sound that's once again superior to other festivals, regardless of who's playing.
So we were treated to some belters from Temples, then of Monsters and Men, who were followed immediately by Death Cab for Cutie.
And there was no compromising on bands either. Acts booked on either stage one or two never clashed, which meant that you always got to see the big names.
So the evening was continued with the Vaccines, and because the cashless system means it almost never takes more than 3 minutes to get served at the bar, we really were quite drunk by this point. Needless to say, by the time Noel Gallagher headlined, with a set which included both Champagne Supernova and Don't Look Back in Anger,
no one likes your new stuff, Noel.
The evening had descended into chaos, a problem compounded by the fact that Damien was simply wandering around asking every man, woman and child,
Would you care to nosh mule?
Which, in fairness, probably explains what the German girl was so angry about.
The Sunday is often the toughest day of a music festival. After two or perhaps even more days on the booze, you've not only got a compounded hangover to contend with, but the prospect of drinking
/ drugging
further whilst dealing with said compounded hangover.
And as I awoke once again at midday at Best Kept Secret Festival, the by now familiar feelings of shame and anguish came rushing back to me.
Chez, turn the device off, Chez.
Have you ever woken up and realised that you were a bit trigger happy with your credit card the evening before? Well, waking up at Best Kept Secret is a little like that, only if you had a credit card attached to your wrist and used it to pay for things like Superman.
So we loaded all of our cash onto our wristbands the day before and quickly realised that the only way to check our remaining balance was to buy more things.
You can only imagine our disappointment when a cashless machine revealed to us, almost mockingly as we bought our first pint of the day, that we spent more or less all of our money the evening before, which is even more frustrating when you consider the pints at €4.20 ago were very much reasonably priced.
Alas, there was just time for a quick jaunt at Wolf Alice before heading back to the very far away cash point.
And who should we bump into along the way other than Gary and Mark, plus a few extra friends?
Hi, my name is Hillary. I am a grad student from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada.
My name's Ash, and I came here for fun.
And after apologising for Dame's
"Would you care to nosh mule?"
escapades, we were back to it.
It's worth noting that at some point on the Sunday,
it had been warm and sunny up until this point,
the heavens opened. But the fact that the festival is for the most part on grassy sand made the rain more or less a non-event. It rained for 5 minutes, the sand absorbed it. No wellies necessary, no Glastonbury-esque quagmire. The Progressive Festival had scored another point.
Especially as the 10 minutes of rain had cleared the sky and we now found ourselves back at the main stage, raving away to Future Islands, surprisingly close to the front in glorious sunshine.
And that was with no pushing, squeezing or trampling either. In fact, we could more or less roam as we pleased for most of the sets we witnessed, and that includes even that most raucous of acts, the Libertines.
It's true, we were up at the front, looking all old and out of place for pretty much every set without fear of heart attack. What the guys at Best Kept Secret appear to have done really well is either limit capacity or sort out their crowd management. Because there was everything going on, you got moshing, circle pits, the whole lot, and yet we were at no point relegated to watching a set through a big screen.
So, post Future Islands, after meeting even more friends...
Hi, my name is Sarah May, and I'm from Amsterdam, and I'm a student at University of Kent in England.
It was the turn of Royal Blood to get our hearts pumping.
But not before a few choice drunk festivalese decided to take a dip in the nearby lake.
That's right, yes. Best Kept Secret borders the frankly beautiful Victoriamere Lake. And the laid-back liberal Dutch organisers give punters the respect of not fencing it off.
And for the most part, the respect is returned.
But of course, the most debaucherous of festival goers simply can't resist a dip on a Sunday night. And even more tragically, one of them was no less than a close friend of the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you been in the lake yet?
I've been in the lake once, and it was beautiful. So beautiful, I can't wait to get back in the lake.
After drying off, Gary and our ever-expanding clan indulged in an obligatory headbanging whilst Royal Blood graced the stage. Before, realistically, the festival's main attraction.
The sun went down on the day of the summer solstice, whilst a handful of electronic music fans were treated to a predictably beautiful set from the hottest band in the world at the moment, Alt J.
It was a set that topped off, truly, one of the most outstanding festivals the Bristol Beats Club have ever attended in the past, and given the shriveling of our livers and Tory societal pressures for us to stop horsing around and get real jobs, perhaps we'll ever attend in the future.
This festival is probably one of the best things, in all sincerity, I think it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I've never travelled abroad to a festival or anything before, but I've met the most wonderful people, and I've had some of the most wonderful times in the past 3 days, so I'd recommend it to anyone.
Well, thank you very much for listening, Beats Clubbers. As we said beforehand, if you like the review, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the podcast app of your choosing.
Although we're not making any new shows just now, we undoubtedly will be in the future.
And you lucky podcast subscribees will be the first to know.
Take it steady.
And get your ticket for next year.
Love you long time.
Bristol Beats.
You look XX. Wonderful tonight. Beautiful. Beautiful. Do do do.